AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says two more people in his commonwealth have been killed by severe weather, and that brings the national total to 20. Seven of those deaths occurred in Cook County, Texas, where an EF tornado roared through. Many of the injured were taking shelter in a truck stop. Peggy Heron was there.
The minute we got inside, saw everybody, and the whole room just, it exploded just that fast.
There are nearly 700,000 power outages across the U.S. as a result of the storms. President Biden is set to lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as the nation marks Memorial Day. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says at least 35 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons. And there could be a verdict this week in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Closing arguments start tomorrow. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new acting corrections secretary. Governor Evers promoted Deputy Secretary Jared Hoy Friday. Former Secretary Kevin Carr retired in March. Hoy's worked for the agency since 2007 as a field supervisor, program and policy chief, and administrator. Several airlines are suing the Biden administration over its new rule forcing them to be more transparent about fees.
Yeah, we're not going to back down on these passenger protections. The idea that giving customers upfront information about their fees that you got to pay is somehow confusing, I think really disrespects passengers and consumers.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. This is Civic Media News.
A new report shows the number of children on Medicaid varies widely from state to state. Now the pandemic-era protections are lifted. Brett Pivato reports.
The Georgetown University report says nationwide, more than 4 million fewer children were enrolled in Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program at the end of last year versus spring 2023. The report estimates that in 70% of cases, children's coverage was canceled for procedural reasons, such as difficulty navigating the state's website, reaching a person via a helpline, or not receiving renewal notices. Study co-author Joan Alker says states need to improve outreach to help avoid disenrollment because of red tape reasons rather than being ineligible.
Some states chose to go very slowly and carefully, but other states moved very quickly to disenroll children, even though many of them likely remain eligible.
The report notes new programs in some states are offering multi-year continuous coverage to young children. Brett Pivato reporting.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Benches emptied out in Boston. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 2-1 Sunday to the Red Sox after winning the first two games of the series. But for whatever reason, Red Sox pitcher Chris Martin got upset. The Brewers tried back-to-back bunts in the seventh inning, and that emptied the dugouts. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here comes the Red Sox dugout. Here come the bullpen, and we got something on our hands at Fenway.
After the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, why did his players jump in on the dispute?
Well, that's not our first time.
No, that's not.
From what I understand, I think their pitcher showed some emotion, and our people thought it was directed at them. I don't know if it really was or wasn't. I'm not going to speculate what the kid was doing. Like I said to the umpiring crew that we've had before, and I said, hey, you're not surprised, are you?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Brian. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, the shrinking minority of, you could call them Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Republicans, are distraught and increasingly desperate because they understand that Lincoln's party of freedom and union has been reduced to a cult of authoritarian personality where one guy calls all the shots, Donald Trump, the fourth branch of government, or maybe it's even the fifth branch of government, Vladimir Putin, who's really calling the shots for Donald Trump. And then they all get in line and follow along.
And he's about to nuke us from space. Okay, but more importantly, North Austin Mike says Pop-Tarts are not food. All Pop-Tarts are disgusting. By the way, both Chris and Jody are wrong. Buttercream and cream cheese frosting are the only good frostings.
Oh, I don't have a problem with cream cheese. I don't
cream
like
cheese frosting,
cream.
And I love whipped cream frosting. I don't like buttercream.
Chris and Albuquerque with the dark truth behind frosted Pop-Tarts.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Chris.
Air made of bones. Gelatin.
All right, let's get to Dana Goldberg in this conversation.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Goldberg.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby
for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Oh, hi, Dana. Hi. Where do you come down on the great up? I say only non-frosted popcorns, only cinnamon are acceptable.
That's disgusting. I am a big fan of a s'more Pop-Tart, but that has to be warmed. You can't just eat them. Yeah, that's gross. And I'm a whipped cream frosting girl on my cakes and my cupcakes.
Whipped cream frosting is great.
It's the way to go.
Yeah.
It's
not as sweet
on
as
all
the
your
other
souls.
Ones.
Right.
It's not
all
as cloyingly sweet as the other ones.
Right.
That's what it is. It doesn't feel like you're biting into tin foil when you're eating. Like when buttercream frosting, if you have too much, your teeth are... You can feel them decaying.
Yes.
After
yes, you can. I
frosting
agree.
Is disgusting and meant to be swiped off cake.
No,
entirely.
No, no. Cake.
Okay,
is a
listen.
Frosting delivery device.
I am talking to one of the top time funniest lesbians in America, who tweeted, "I expect it from Subaru, but way to go, Volkswagen with the lesbian wedding shot."
Mm-hmm.
Caught that.
I mean, it was a great commercial.
And also, you said I can't look at the Kansas City coach and not see Wilford Brimley. That's true. I hadn't. Yeah.
Really, you're. Wow, Andy Reid looks like Brimley to you.
He does.
A little bit. Yeah.
Put a picture of Andy next to Brimley and see what you think.
If he tried to sell oatmeal to you, would you be
Well, Andy
surprised?
Reid's a great coach. He used to coach for the Niners.
You would think it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Okay. Also, Super Bowl Ed, Sunday Divine tweeted, Super Bowl Ed's about Jesus from a group calling itself He Gets Us, also donated $50 million to anti-LGBTQ hate groups. It's money from that $3 billion donation that made that dead hobby by that dead Hobby Lobby guy. There's no hate like Christian love, which you love. You love that. There's no hate like Christian love.
There's no hate like Christian love as such. I mean, with this, listen, I know there are real Christians out there that, you know, are taking care of their neighbor and they're not judging and they're, you know, actually following the word that Christ would follow. Yeah. But these people that are spending tens of millions of dollars on 2 30-second Super Bowl commercials when they could do so much money with that and it's in God's name. I mean, get out of here.
Yeah. And oh my God, the conspiracy theories. What was the one we did yesterday? Something, something, satanic hand gestures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Ice Spice.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said, just remember, if Kansas City wins, Taylor and Travis are part of the deep state. If they lose, crazy Republicans will blame Taylor. Either way, they'll find a way to villainize the woman, misogyny in full swing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it really is. It really is. This visceral hatred of a powerful, you know, self-made billionaire woman, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how many times have you seen a Laker game and they cut to Jack Nicholson exactly. every single other shot or Spike Lee in the front row or Drake in the front row? I mean, no one says anything about them getting too much airtime, but they show Taylor Swift for, I think it was a total of 54 seconds in a 5 hour, like however long the Super Bowl was, and everyone's up in arms. It's absurd. It's misogyny at its best.
By the way, speaking of powerful, awesome women that we love, I did not know you said if you're in Representative Jasmine Crockett's district, please get out and vote for her next week and take 10 of your friends. I didn't realize there was an election next week.
Well, it's early start. It's early voting for the primary. So
oh, okay.
Basically, it's early voting in that in Texas. It starts next week. And then the primary, I believe, is March 5th. And we need to get Jasmine Crockett reelected because she is unbelievable. If I could clone her and put her in every district other than like 8 of them, I would do it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you said, I don't know who coined the name broflakes for these toxic masculinity guys that are upset by Taylor's mere existence, but I'm here for it. Broflakes, very good. Thank you.
Broflakes,
we
so
enjoy
good.
It.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, thank you for graciously ceding part of your time to Fred Gutenberg today because this is America, and speaking of the Super Bowl, at a Super Bowl celebration, our latest shooting on the anniversary, Valentine's Day, of the 6-year anniversary of Parkland.
Absolutely, Stephanie. I'm happy to do it. I'm just sorry that it even needs to be done.
Yeah.
I wish this man and the rest of the families that have been affected by gun violence could actually just heal instead of being re-traumatized every single time another child is shot or lost in this country. It's horrifying. So I'm absolutely, Fred could have all the time in the world.
Yeah, you said people hoping that 9 children being treated for gunshot wounds will be the tipping point for the GOP to do something. Let's not forget there was a massacre at Sandy Hook where 20 children were killed. The GOP did nothing. They aren't and have never been pro-life. They are pro-gun. I wanted to get your take on the Jon Stewart thing because I just, if ever there's been a time when both sides don't do it, you know, it is now. Whether it's on guns, whether it's
on... I agree.
On...
I watched... Oh, sorry,
yeah,
Steph.
Go ahead.
There's
no, go
a
ahead.
Little bit of a delay. Yeah, I watched the entire clip, and I can understand why people are upset with Jon Stewart, but if you really watch that clip, he is basically saying the truth. Both of these guys are in their, you know, advanced state of life.
Yeah.
We've got one that has 91 federal indictments, is sexually... It has been... has been found by a jury of sexually assaulting a woman, on and on and on and on. But don't act like we can't just ignore the fact that right now we've got 2 geriatric people running for president of the United States of America. So do I love that Jon Stewart did it? No, but I understand why he did.
I watched it, and I just felt like...
It's always been his brand.
Yeah, but he mentioned Trump, but really... I thought piled on Biden about age. And I, you know, here's the thing. You can take any clip of any of us and make us look, you know, demented or ridiculous, right? Donald Trump, just watch any rally unedited. And you tell me how much makes no effing sense. What all just yesterday, right, Jody? And then he says, oh, I do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. I slurring, mispronouncing words. Mm-hmm. He does it.
By the way, interpose. That's not even the right definition of interpose.
I know,
right? Like I looked it up because I felt crazy.
And then he said, oh, I was being sarcastic when I mixed up Nancy. That's not the term sarcastic. When he mixed up Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley, he doesn't even know what sarcastic means. It's like, no, you weren't joking. You clearly mixed them up many, many times. Anyway, but I thought Here's the thing. Stephen Colbert, I feel like, is really kind of a master class in how you do this, because we are just not in normal times. He dismissed the, you know, the HER, that BS, Robert HER report. He talked about the calling Biden a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. He said, kind of going off-road in a report about classified documents. Your Honor, we, the jury, have reached a verdict. We find the defendant not guilty of murder, but he's ugly and his mother dresses him funny. We fact-checked this last Thursday, and it turns out Joe Biden is old. And he said he added Democrats have been in a panic since the report came out. James Carville chewed off his own leg. This is what I'm talking about, the bedwetting of Democrats. Mm-hmm. He said voters are going to have to choose between a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory or a contemptible, malicious elderly rapist with a poor memory. I mean, those are the stakes this year. And
absolutely.
I think the thing that got a lot of people is Jon Stewart saying either way we'll be fine. I hate to say it, but Jon Stewart's really, really wealthy now. He'll be fine either way.
I 100% disagree with that statement, and I agree with yours. For him to say that, I do feel like it's a little bit of a privileged statement, and I love John. He's a cis white man, and he's doing quite well in this world. So on that aspect, I agree with you. I felt like that was a little tone deaf. There's a lot of people, including my trans friends, that will not be fine if this man is reelected, and no one does anything about this. So that's where I definitely start to disagree with John and vehemently agree with you on this part of it. Steffi, 100%.
So the New York judge has rejected Trump's motion to dismiss the criminal case, set the hush money trial for March 25th. I feel the wheels of justice starting, Dana. Mm-hmm. I know that Watergate prosecutor talked about. Here's the thing. I was saying I get that overthrowing the government or sharing classified secrets is a bigger deal. But this was like the original sin, right? The original election fraud, basically, right? Him paying off a porn star to hide that to get elected, right?
That's what I always say in my comedy set. I mean, it's the original. We got to give it up for Stormy Daniels. I mean, thanks for taking one inch for the team.
I see what you did there. Okay.
Hey, according to E. Jean Carroll's testimony, it's true.
Former Watergate prosecutor Nick Ackerman said, this is an extremely important prosecution. It's not just about Trump and Stormy Daniels. This is about Trump in the 2016 election trying to hide and conceal from the public very important information that would have absolutely torpedoed his election chances. And it came on the heels of that Access Hollywood tape and all of these allegations by other women that would have been the actual killer item that would have ended his campaign. And he obstructed that, and it was a very organized scheme that involved the National Enquirer, involved his own lawyer, and this is an important case. We're going to learn if it's actually going to trial on March 25th. Well, now it looks like today, but he said that it is. He said a certain conviction, as far as I'm concerned, two cooperating witnesses corroborated by a tape, which Trump's voice appears on. You forget that, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as a lot of other witnesses who are going to corroborate all the pieces of that case. So, I say the more convictions, the better. Let's get started somewhere.
Let's do it. We've got it. What is it called? Coachella? Have you seen that meme going around?
Yeah.
It's got all of the lists and the dates that he's going to be performing and appearing in the courtrooms across the country. It's Coachella.
Yeah. And this, by the way, his lawyer already was told, have a seat today. Good day, sir.
Oh,
have a seat.
Love
Shut
it.
Up. We're, yeah. I mean, this is what real justice looks like. You know, equal justice under the law. I don't know if you saw Jack Smith's motion. By the way, the skit we did was really eerily precious.
I know, wasn't
right.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Told you he had it ready.
I be Jack Smith.
Oh, yeah.
You be. Who do we do?
Judge.
Justice Roberts. Yes, go ahead.
So I would need you to.
I have it right here. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Jack Smith already had it ready.
He's quick.
Yes.
Ready to go. But, Dana, what do you think? Where are you guys at on Daily Beans about the. Because I felt like, once again, it was a fantastic filing by Jack Smith. Just there is
absolutely.
No greater public interest than knowing whether this guy is a convicted criminal before we vote.
We knew he was going to do this. I'm glad that he did it so quickly. They gave him a week. I think he had it back in 2 days. Like you said, he was ready to go. And the bottom line is that he's just restating the three things that Trump cannot prove to get this actual extent, the stay on it. He, there's no way that they're going to give him, that they're going to, in favor of him. Right. Yep, and it's also we as a community, as a country, have a right to a speedy trial. He's continually delaying this. He's continually trying to stonewall the court, and Jack Smith is having none of it. I think it's a beautiful thing, and there's no way Trump is going to get full immunity. So there's no way. I don't think there's a possible way the Supreme Court is going to actually give him the stay and not lift it.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, yeah. We end on a happy clappy. No, we have one more segment with Dana Goldberg. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Oh, that's the, can you see that? That's the Dr. Marty stare.
Oh?
That's where she stares a hole directly into my soul.
Okay. His stare is just like...
It is not. He is. You are smart. You are kind. You are important. Don't listen to someone that doesn't even
know what a shrug... He's walking out of the room
after that. Doesn't even know what a shrug is, Clyde. Don't listen to this is the part of the morning where I negotiate with terrorists.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tell them, your nature's plan is, it's coming. I'm telling you, real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck, right? What's not to love? Of course they go crazy. And then they throw in like kale, spinach, sweet potatoes. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. That flavor is amped up through to the moon,
bam.
Alice. Yeah. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are so wholesome. It does not contain any artificial preservatives. And it's dry to the touch. It's raw, freeze-dried, so there's no mess. It's shelf-stable. You don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. You know which food I'm talking about.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
get that
uh-huh.
one. No, look at that one's a mess. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Wee! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you eat the eat the eat and just don't care.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average. It's a power formula. Support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and products for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
But if you try sometimes, well, you might find you
get Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Yes, we mentioned John Stewart, multi-millionaire. He retired for 9 years and then came back. I was just reading a meme that says I've been doing some retirement planning, and I realized that at age 62, I can retire very comfortably and live very comfortably for 11 days. Yep, approximately 11 days, and then I would have to go back to work. Yeah. So Dana Goldberg, DG Comedy on, what do you call it, all the socials and the daily
news
at MSWmedia.com. So Lisa Rubin, a legal expert, agrees with you that about the Supreme Court, that Trump will fall short. She said, my inclination, it's not going to happen, the delay he's asking for a couple of reasons. One, in order to get a stay from the Supreme Court, you have to make a very specific showing. You have to show you have a likelihood of winning your appeal, and you have to show you'd be irreparably harmed in the case going forward. In both cases, I think Trump will fall short of the 5 votes he will need to get a stay. It's ordinary Supreme Court math that you need 4 justices grant review, but 5 justices to grant a stay. Yes. It's hard for me to see how he gets that, particularly given my review of the petition. I don't know if you saw these Kenneth Chesbrough emails, too, but I thought so interesting, Dana, how the Supreme Court was supposed to play into that, too. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we are a nation of laws or not. But this Trump's attorneys hatched a scheme to overturn the election by creating so much chaos that January 6th and the counting of the votes would be delayed, lasting days, if not weeks, with Congress unable to complete the count, stop Joe Biden, and that alone would, from being declared president, that would throw it to the House or to the Supreme Court. I mean, Trump has always counted on my justices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I know that it's far-fetched, but if we get the White House back, the Senate, we expand our lead and get the House of Representatives. If we've got 5 justices, 3 of them that are bought and sold under the Trump administration, expand the court.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
If they, I really, truly believe that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, the January 6th alternate scenario gamed out by Trump's lawyers, one that would have expanded the hours of indecision caused by the Trump campaign's efforts and stretched out the process for weeks. I mean, this whole thing is written down, Data. Like, I mean, Kenneth Chesbrough, I don't know what they are, texts or emails or whatever. But, you know, all of these cases feel pretty slam dunk to me, including the documents case. As, you know, Barb McQuaid always tells us, documents don't lie. If we can just get them to trial, right?
Absolutely. And that's the big thing. And I think that obviously Trump knows that these are slam dunk cases. So he's going to delay, hoping that it comes after, God forbid, he actually wins re-election. But we just saw this other article. I don't know if you covered it, but if he does not get re-elected, all these cases are going to go on. His donors are going to stop donating to him. He's going to run dry. Yeah. And all these lawyers are going to tell him to go screw themselves.
Yes. Operation Penniless and in prison will happen.
Yes, indeed.
That's actually my dream scenario. I know, you know, Alison Gill always has like her dream scenario, but that, I mean, it's just because it's so terrifying. It's the most terrifying ride in the world. But my dream scenario is all of the above, that he loses in a landslide and then he gets convicted,
right,
and ends up penniless and imprisoned, right? I mean,
it
just
would be lovely. I feel like it was a long 8 years, but thank God.
But just, I think, having the, you know, realizing Putin's stakes this time and all of the, you know, whether it's Bobby Kennedy, all the, you know, kinds of effery that could happen, it's going to be a terrifying ride, isn't it?
It really is. It is. I know we're coming up to a break. I know that I'm heading out. We've got a lovely guest coming in, but thank you for having me on for the half hour.
Hey,
enjoy the conversation with Mr. Gutenberg. He's a brilliant man, and yes, I send him all my love in the world.
Aw, thank you, Dana. That's MSWmedia.com for the Daily Beans. We love you, Dana Goldberg. Fred Gutenberg next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. The Turbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Viterbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. If you love coffee and chocolate, two high-profile chefs in the Upper Midwest want you to know climate change is making them scarcer and more expensive. They host occasional dinners called Civil Eats to raise awareness. Margaret Klein Solomon directs the Climate Emergency Fund.
If they're using those dinners to tell the truth about the fact that everyone in the world is threatened by this, not in some kind of faraway future. I think it could be great.
She says it might be more effective to focus on how global warming is affecting staples like wheat and rice. This is Civic Media News.
States like Minnesota are moving quickly to install high-speed internet, but dangerous and expensive mistakes can happen. Mike Moan reports.
This spring, the think tank North Star Policy Action issued a report that says over the past 3 years, these installations were the leading cause of damage to buried infrastructure in the state. North Star's research director, Aaron Rosenthal, says telecommunications crews are coming in contact with a maze of electric lines and natural gas pipes, with the drilling averaging more than 1.25 strikes a day.
That's a level of damage that we think is very concerning. Minnesotans should not have to choose between high-speed internet, and their own safety.
The authors contend these workers receive inadequate training, and a bill in the legislature would beef up standards. Skeptics worry about impacts such as derailing progress on broadband goals with a wave of federal funding spurring projects. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
then you factor in all the injuries, and apparently most of them were kids. And I just feel saddened because you got the greatest country in the world. Any fool can go out and buy a gun anytime. Mm-hmm. They don't do great background checks. And you would think, and like everything else in our country has become divided between Democrats and Republicans, and that makes it even worse. Yeah. I'm like, wait, the Republicans don't want gun control?
They don't. No, Charles Barkley, they do not. Okay. I say this every time, but we are always honored and thrilled and also sad to have to say good morning, Fred Gutenberg.
Good morning.
I was already thinking of you yesterday, of course, you know, the 6-year anniversary of the Parkland shooting of your daughter, Jamie, and Valentine's Day. And yeah. As you said, by the end of what is already a horrific, hard day for you, there goes your scab getting ripped off again, right?
Yeah. And what's so crazy about yesterday was this particular shooting, again, another preventable one, happened in a state where it kind of put to the test so many of the gun lobby lies. There were 800 good guys with guns there yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
800. But at a parade in a state where everything is wrong about their gun laws, permitless carry, open carry, by the way, so technically those 800 good guys may have been in a crowd of about 1 million, of which everyone could have been armed, because yep. That's Missouri. That's what the gun lobby has done to us as a country. It is the reason why we all need to put this issue on the forefront of why we vote in 24, why we will reelect President Biden, and why we will give him a Congress who understands wanting to do something to reduce gun violence is an anti-gun.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying, you know, here's Jody and I, we're both wearing our March for Our Lives T-shirts. We go through this, right? I'm trying to, you know, decide between that and my orange Peace, Love, Enough T-shirt. You're wearing orange, Jamie's favorite color. It just, yes, it is this national tragic play we go through almost every day. And as someone said, Fred, when people say, oh, this isn't who we are. Yes, it is. It's who we are in every city.
It is.
Until we do something about it.
It isn't who we were. And I think that's the key point. It is who we are now. But go back 20 years ago, Stephanie. 20 years ago when Jamie was born, you had fewer than 200 million weapons in America. We have over 400 million now, plus ghost guns. So 20 years ago, we had fewer guns than people. Now we have more. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, AR-15 sales were less than 2% of all guns sold. They are 25% now. So we do. We have a 20-year. We've allowed this gun lobby and the legislators who are beholden to them to put us in this place. They said if we do anything, we'll be on a slippery slope. Well, guess what? We've been on a slippery slope. It's why we are where we are today. Now is our moment to fight back.
I thought of you even last week that, again, choices could not be starker. There's the front runner, Donald Trump, last week at the NRA convention saying, yeah. Not only did I do nothing, I'm proud of it. We're going to get rid of all of them. We're going to get rid of all the laws. I mean, it just, on this issue, the difference could not be starker, right?
Well, he said, not only did I do nothing, while he's proud of having done nothing and telling the NRA after Parkland at night on a late night phone call that he would do nothing, he was telling the Parkland families, we are going to do something. Okay? So not only does it get to how miserable a you know what he is because he did nothing, it also shows what a liar he is because he was publicly telling everybody, including our families, he would do something. Listen, I don't want to talk about him. He's bad for America. He's a bad human being. He's a liar. He's a criminal. He's a crook. Joe Biden is our president. Joe Biden has passed gun safety legislation, the Safer Communities Act, which, by the way, I just spent 2 weeks at the FBI headquarters. It's working. Joe Biden has created the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and he's passed executive actions, and he's appointed a dedicated full-time ATF director. Joe Biden must be reelected.
You retweeted Secretary Cardona, who said, last month I visited Parkland, an experience that changed my life. In these moments, meeting families, seeing Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School still as it was 6 years ago, I consider my purpose of protecting our kids and taking action to ensure this doesn't happen again. And you just said this is such an important message.
Secretary Cardona came to Parkland about a month ago. Myself and one of the other Parkland parents, Max Schachter, arranged for that. And we brought him through a tour of the building where the shooting happened. That building is still an untouched crime scene. Wow. He saw the blood. He saw the DNA. He saw the bullet holes. He saw the shards of glass. He saw why the shooting happened. He saw what could have been done to prevent it. And we also walked him through the building that was built to replace it to show what we must do going forward to make our school safer. And I'm so thankful that he did come and that he continues to talk about it. It did change his life. You could see the emotion in him as he walked through the building. We have in this country dedicated servants for our public good who want to do more to make America better and make us safer. That's on one side of this equation. Then we have another side who literally goes out of their way to incite hate and violence. I stand with Secretary Cardona, I stand with our president, and I will just tell everybody, don't take it for granted. Get your ass off your seat and vote.
Yeah. Laws do matter. I read this earlier. The Giffords organization tweeted, Missouri has everything the gun lobby wants. No universal background checks, no licensing or training requirements, no extreme risk protection orders, no large capacity magazine ban, no CVI funding. It also has the fourth highest gun rate, death rate in the nation. Gun laws save lives, period.
Full stop. And that's it. I mean, and listen, we see it. The states like Missouri, mm-hmm. or Texas, or here where I am in Florida, the red states, which try to thumb the eye in those trying, put their thumb in the eye of those trying to reduce gun violence, they have per capita the highest gun violence death rates. It's a fact. And the blue states, which go out of their way to do something, have per capita the lower gun violence death rates. Missouri is everything the gun lobby wants. Missouri, okay, it's almost ironic, you couldn't have scripted it better, is the state that showed all these good guys with guns can't stop a determined killer when they show up to do what happened yesterday. We must do better and pass legislation and to do more.
I'm sure you saw this. I don't know if he was on TV, but he tweeted, Patrick said, I just ran away from a mass shooting at the Chiefs parade where I saw the Missouri governor, the gun lover below, running scared for his life next to me with an army of officers protecting him. I'm so sick of these NRA-funded politicians. I mean, you know, it's like watching the footage of these, you know, on January 6th, the congresspeople hiding and that are now calling it a peaceful tourist visit. I mean, this is the guy that's done everything he can to loosen gun laws. Not everybody has a security detail to protect them. So this poor mother of two that was shot to death, she didn't have officers protecting her.
No, she's like my daughter, mm-hmm. a cost of doing business for the lobby. Mm-hmm. They actually make money off of carnage like yesterday. And so when these frauds, when these cowards run protected, okay, while people like my daughter or this mom will be buried, okay, we shouldn't be okay with this. This is not the way America was. America always was a gun safety nation up until the 80s. This is not who America needs to be. And this should not be the cost of living in America.
This is just the last week, not just at the most American of Super Bowl celebrations, Fred, in a church, Joel Osteen's church, someone had a million red flags for mental health and was still able to get a gun. You know, I was just talking about a fender bender in a Walmart parking lot. Your grandfather was shot to death because they had a little fender bender in the parking lot. I mean, if this is the America we want to be, I don't think it is. I read this tweet just struck me today, Fred. Rick tweeted, I'm a 67-year-old man. I no longer go to public events because of the proliferation of guns in our society. I miss the opera, going to concerts, LGBTQ community events because of the insanity of Trump's cult who worships gun. America deserves better. Well, we'll find out at the election if we are going to ask for better, aren't we?
We will. You know what? We have to. Listen, there's no, let me put it to you this way. Trump understands his voters, and he understands how to get them to vote. He knows how to rile them up and incite them, and they are going to vote, but they are not the majority. We win if we ignore everything he is, and well, not ignore it, but if we turn our focus to President Biden and a Congress that wants to oppose it. We win if we vote. Nobody should be sitting around thinking, I don't know if I want to vote for him or not. Maybe this isn't the... No. Get off your asses and vote.
Yeah. Yeah. I always see that gorgeous painting of your daughter Jamie dancing in the background there when you're on TV. I can see it now. And her favorite color, orange. And you just said my final message of today. The year Jamie was killed, her dance team kept her space in the routine. That empty chair was Jamie's spot. Ugh.
Yeah.
Just imagine your child in the empty chair. If you don't want this preventable carnage to continue, vote in 24 for gun violence prevention. Boy, what a beautiful and haunting picture I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm. That is a picture that an artist made off of a photo of my daughter doing one of her flying leaps, which she was just well known for the dance community. And I keep it there because you can see the positioning. She's right over my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And Jamie always is standing on my shoulders, pushing me forward, saying, go, Dad. You do everything you need to do so that another dad who will never know you gets to watch his daughter dance. And that's why I do it.
Yeah. I have to get your take on, I'm sure heard of this, the Joaquin Oliver's parents used AI to recreate his voice. I saw them trying to play it, of course, for Lauren Boebert, and she slams the door, which tells you everything you need to know about this this Republican Party. But what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, when I tried to hand out my book, American Carnage, to all members of Congress, there was a distinct difference in the reaction between the Democrats who want to reduce gun violence and the Republicans who don't care. So I understand what my brother Manny must have gone through yesterday doing that. I think it's a really interesting way to deliver a message that needs to be delivered, which is, whether we are telling you face to face or from the grave, mm-hmm. you need to know the impact of your actions.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. We had Kelly Carlin in here who's suing, you know, because they misappropriated her dad, George Carlin's, you know, likeness to make an AI comedy special. To me, that's a horrible use of AI. But this, you know, a lot of people compared to Emmett Till's mother, you know, to just going, what's it going to take? Do we need to show you the bodies of our kids? Do we need to, you know, recreate their voices from beyond the grave? Like, what is going to move the needle on this?
It's actually understanding that those miserable you-know-what who currently serve, they're actually not going to change on this. You're not going to get through to them because they're sick. There's something demented about them. And so what it's going to take is utilizing all these tools to make sure that 70% of America who actually gets it, who understands what they want, actually gets off their couch and votes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to change. Listen, I'm not going to change, for example, a Boebert or a Massey. They're demented. But we can get people to vote and replace them.
Yeah. I've seen people tweet, if I get shot to death, put my body on the steps of Congress.
That's me.
I don't care. Let them see it. You know, I mean, it's, I think that, you know, I can imagine how you feel, you know, the people that personally impacted. And I was saying at some point, Fred, it's going to be all of us. All of us are going to, with at the rate we're going, we're all going to know somebody that was shot somewhere.
In 20 years, we've more than doubled our arsenal of weapons in America. If we don't deal with that reality, we will all, in fact, know people impacted by gun violence. That's where we are today. We failed to stop the gun lobby. Now it's a question of what we do to fix this going forward.
I was already thinking of you yesterday, my friend. It's just... And it's so heartbreaking on a day of love, you know, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, a day of, you know, it's supposed to be about love, that you
supposed to be
have to go through that emotionally every Valentine's Day. And then, you know, of course, on the very day of, I can't imagine how you get up every day. You're such a hero. You really are.
The girl standing over my shoulder, that's how.
Yeah.
And my desire for my son to grow up in a world with other people his age, where this isn't their number one issue.
Yep. Find the Helpers and American Carnage are Fred's books. They are indispensable. Fred, thanks so much. I always feel like I need to apologize for you for making us
Never.
Do our sad
Never.
Vignette.
You're amazing.
But thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
All right. Bye-bye. 49 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Stop badgering me with your $10 words.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I have some good news about a few retailers who are lowering prices this year. Sounds like some folks have finally gotten the message that we are more likely to shop at their store when we can afford to buy the things that they are selling. First on my list, Target and Walmart. Both are rolling back prices, and Target just announced cutting prices on 1,500 things, everything from milk to paper towels. Next up is Aldi supermarkets in Milwaukee, Madison, and Fond du Lac. And according to the AARP, Aldi is passing on $100 million in savings to customers like us, but only through Labor Day. And last but not least, Michaels. You know, the arts and crafts retailer where I buy all of my googly eyes. They're in Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee, and they're lowering prices on 5,000 things. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, head on over to workmoney.org. And hey, if you're going to go shopping, use a list, check your budget, and until next time, take good care.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
You may be right. I may be crazy. You may be wrong. For all I know, but you may be right.
Marjorie in Utah. Hello. Good morning.
This is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh.
All you people are instant blood drinkers and groomers.
Oh.
And I'm a lady and I don't like the language you use. You can kiss my ass.
That was funny.
Nice. Right. Very
good.
Nice.
That was good.
Aww,
that was
a little, nice. A little homemade comedy from Utah this morning. A little skit. Hi, Kevin in D.C.
What was Marjorie Taylor Greene doing in Utah?
Kevin in D.C.
She'll go anywhere.
Hello.
Good morning. I heard a song, if you know who Michelle Branch is, just saw it on YouTube called Are You Happy Now? Mm-hmm. And that song popped my head when I think about the tragedy. So now we have one more place in addition to your own home and your church. You can't go on a celebration and a parade for the Super Bowl.
Oh, and this isn't the first parade. It just happened to be the first Super Bowl parade, right?
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, real quick. Richard in Chicago. Hello, Richard.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yeah, I had a thought that went along the lines of the AI came out from the shooting victim. What if there was a national registry created where people, adults, students, and all that could say, if I'm killed in a shooting incident, I want photos of my body to be published.
Yeah, and, well, I think, you know, I think a lot of us are getting to that, right?
I'm there. I'm there. I told Lonnie, I said, if I'm killed, show me.
Yeah, but I mean, the parent, obviously, in this case, there's different. That's the big difference. Obviously, Kelly Carlin, nobody asked the Carlin family permission, and
big
that
difference.
Was for a comedy special.
Right.
This is his parents, you know.
Right,
decided,
no, they did the right thing.
To do it. But that's actually a good idea. Yes, Christopher.
Police have updated the story from Kansas City.
Okay.
They said the mass shooting that erupted at the end of the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration in Kansas City appeared to stem from a dispute.
Yeah.
So they have confirmed
two people
that it was
are in prison.
Dispute.
Yeah, or in custody. We don't know anything more about it. But again, it's how we solve every dispute from a fender bender to,
know,
you know,
ridiculous.
God knows what. Okay. Can I just say how sick I am of this? This is Craig Melvin talking to Nikki Haley.
But the reality is, he's talked about the military for years now in disparaging ways. Suckers, losers, John McCain,
thank you.
Gold Star families. What's different now? What's different this time?
Before, when he did it was during the 2016 election. Everybody thought, oh, did he have a slip? What did that mean? The problem now is he is not the same person he was in 2016.
Oh,
he is unhinged. He is more diminished than he was.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Really? I love that they try to pretend he just became awful.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't awful when you worked for him and you knew it. And he didn't slip.
Mm-hmm.
He said many multiple things about military members. One more here.
After the most recent attack on your husband and other military families, you said, quote, he's no longer qualified to be president. How do you square that with raising your hand on that debate stage, saying you would support him even if he were a convicted criminal?
I have said any of those 14 would be better than Joe Biden. I will also tell you, there is no way that the American people are going to vote for a convicted criminal. They're not.
But you said you would.
They're not.
But you said you would.
No, that is not the question.
Yes,
it is. You said you would vote for him if you were the nominee.
Power-mongering.
Yep.
Whore. Okay.
Oh,
pardon me.
Goodness.
I apologize. John Finkelstein is going to be in studio tomorrow.
Right
Glenn Kirshner will be here. Fridays with Frangela. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.